So after completing his discussion of the Chassidei Umos HaOlam, the Rambam continues on with the default of Kol Yisrael Yesham Chelek Olam Haba, but unfortunately that is only a default, and as we'll see in the lesson of the Rambam, that default can be changed in light of extreme circumstances. Ve'elo hein she'enam chelek olam haba, l'nichratin ve'ovdin, v'nidonin al godol risham, v'chatasam li'olam, li'olam me'olam, im l'shitaso parakhes ochos tshuva, that the absence of tzadik and yoshvin, atrosein v'roshehen, nehenin miziv hashchina, the absence of that, the negation of that, the missed opportunity is indeed the greatest possible onesh, the absence of the good. The lesson of the Rambam is very striking. Al godel risham vechatasam. The Rambam seems to be connoting two different things. And sometimes we describe somebody as a rasha, and sometimes we describe somebody as a chote, and sometimes the godel risham vechatasam, the Rambam using both language to encompass categorically perhaps two different kinds of people, and sometimes a certain kind of a chait can translate, I think this is what the Rambam means, into a status, a chalos in the gavra, as a rasha. The Rambam defined that at the beginning of the perek as a riboy of avonos and zechuyos. And sometimes, even if it doesn't translate into a chalos in the gavra, sometimes there's a chait, and again, the Rambam l'shitaso, b'shikol keldeos, only Kadosh Baruch Hu can know exactly, you know, how this works, but sometimes a chayit, even if it doesn't leave an imprint on the personality, nonetheless, it's so egregious that it has the capacity to overshadow and outweigh, in a very practical sense, tova harbe. So the Rambam says, haminim, will define all these things, category 2, apikarsim, category 3, kofrin batorah, category 4, kofrin b'tchiyas hamesim, category 5, Kofrin Bevias HaGoel, Mardim 6, Machtia Rabim 7, Parshim Dechet Zibor 8, Osaveros Biad Rama, Bifarheska Hio Yakim 9, Hamosrim 10, Matile Emal at Zibor 11, Shalola Shem Shemaim, sometimes you have to put the fear of the Lord into people for good purposes, Vishofche Damim 12, Bali Lashon Hara 13, Hamoshe Chorlasa, right, to Mitzvah Saseh, but you know, to be made for Bisa Shal Avraham Avinu, just like there's a Chi of Kares, right, that has implications for Olam Haba as well. We'll discuss all of these things. I just want to key in, apropos our previous diuk of Godel Risham Vechatasam, the way that a Chet leaves an imprint in the personality with Bali Lashon Hara. This is a reference, in my opinion, to the Rambam later on in Hilchos Deos in Perek Zion. This is the Heyara of the Kesev Mishnah, that there the Rambam obviously, you know, speaks about Lashon Hara in the way that it should be spoken about it being Shakol Kigimel Chamuros, Avodazar, Gilarayos, and Shrichos Damim, and he does reference there, Imam Chelek Olam Haba, but then he seems to have a distinct category, this is again the Diok of the Kesef Mishnah, of Ba'alei Lashon Hara, exactly the language which is used here. And the Kesef Mishnah says there's a difference between somebody who speaks Lashon Hara, which is never acceptable, and always, you know, extremely, extremely severe, but Be'akrai, versus somebody who is a Ba'al Lashon Hara, where it becomes sort of an intrinsic part of their behavioral pattern, you know, and that is, in a certain sense, you know, what the Rambam is referring to here, how the chait of Lashon Hara becomes, you know, like an inextricable part of the person's character. The Rambam writes, Ezer Rachel, Zeshetoin Vorim, Beholich Mizalazel, this is, you know, Deus Zayin Beis, as he referenced the case of Doeg Hadomi, Yish Avon Gadol Mized Ma'od V'hu B'chlal Lav Zed V'hu Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is even worse. It's when you're not just disseminating information, peddling information around, but it's Lashon Hara because the intent is to share negative information. Hu Amisaper B'gnos Chaveiro Afu Pishom Emes. Then there's liable. Avon Mersheker Nikron Motzi Shem Ba Chaveiro Ba'al Lashon Hara. Again, Ba'al Lashon Hara. Zeh Shiyoshe V'omer. Right, so the Ba'al Lashon Hara is Zesh Yoshe. It's like he has a makom kavua for Lashon Hara, and that's what the Rambam is talking about here in Hilchos Deos. If he is daiti, then the Rambam goes on. Bilim chelik lan laba, but a zara ki like rashi chesam in lashon hara kineged kulam. Odam b'chacham kol misat lashon hara ki kofir beikar. Shenemar shemarnu shenem lagvir svasenu utanu mi adon lanu. As if there's no God in the world. The odam b'chacham in shlosha lashon hara horegas. Omro mekablo zesh omro lav. V'amekablo yosher min omro. So it's I think quite possible to extend the diak of the kesef mishnah that say halacha gimel here when we talk about olam haba. Is actually referring to the Balei Lashon Hara, right? Unfortunately, as Chazal say, HaKol Bavak Lashon Hara, if we really believe Kol Yisrael Yisham Chelek Olam Haba, it's a little bit difficult to imagine that, you know, somebody, again, a person could always do tshuva, but if you had that one chet on your ledger ever, that would negate your ability to enter the world to come, and that is possible. But I think the Rambam is meduyak here when he talks about Balei Lashon Hara, Aliba the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Deos, Perek Zayin.